Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Taisha Harden, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Today, our devotion is inspired by the book, Immeasurably More, by Mark S. Mitchell, with a focus on the perils of prosperity. Our scripture, Isaiah 39, focuses us on the biblical account of King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, drawing valuable lessons for our lives. Today for your hearing, I will read verse 2. Hezekiah received the envoys gladly and showed them what was in his storehouse, the silver, the gold, the spices, the fine olive oil, his entire armory, and everything found among his treasures. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. In this encounter, King Hezekiah was visited by representatives from Babylon. He gladly displayed all his treasures, displaying the vast wealth and success bestowed upon him by God. However, the prophet Isaiah delivers a sombering message, a forewarning of the perils that come with such prosperity. He foretells that Babylon would eventually plunder all of these riches. It is a cautionary tale reminding us not to measure our worth solely on the worldly gain. We often find ourselves chasing after successes, wealth, and recognition. But the story of Hezekiah teaches us that these things, when prioritized over our relationship with God, can lead to peril. It is a narrative that echoes through time, challenging us to reflect on our own lives. How often do we measure our worth by the accumulation of worldly gains? How easily do we fall into the traps of finding significance in material success? Prosperity can be a double-edged sword, bringing with it perils of losing sight of our dependence on God. The danger lies in allowing our achievements to define us, steering us away from the humble acknowledgement that everything that we have is a gift from God. The wisdom found in God's word teaches us that true prosperity comes from aligning our heart with God's purpose. The lure of greater prosperity, as used by the enemy, can lead us astray, causing us to compromise our values and neglecting our spiritual well-being. But here's the good news. We can overcome the peril of prosperity by grounding ourselves in God's wisdom. When we prioritize our relationship with God and seek God's guidance in all aspects of our lives, we find immeasurable treasures that surpass any worldly success. As we reflect on the perils of prosperity, let us remember that true wealth is found in the richness of our connection with God and the impact we have with others. Let us turn our hearts to prayer now. Dear God, we come before you today with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the journey of life. We acknowledge that in the pursuit of prosperity, we often face the temptations of worldly riches and desires. Today, we lift our prayer to you, asking for your grace and guidance and rooting our prosperity in you. We recognize the perils that can accompany prosperity, and we ask for your wisdom to navigate these challenges. Lord, shield us from the pitfalls of pride and self-reliance. May our hearts remain humble, acknowledging that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Grant us discernment to prioritize your kingdom more than anything else, and let our prosperity be a testament to your faithfulness rather than a stumbling block in our relationship with you. Grant us the wisdom to prioritize our relationship with you above all else. May our actions, decisions, and ambitions be rooted in your word and guided by your spirit. Lord, we recognize that true prosperity comes from aligning our hearts with your purpose. May our desires be shaped by your will, and may we find contentment in the abundance of your love and grace. Help us to resist the allure of fleeting worldly treasures that can distract us from the eternal richness found in you. God, we surrender our plans and ambitions to you, trusting that your ways are higher than ours. May our prosperity be a testament to your faithfulness and a means to find a further connection with you. and further your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this prayer call. We pray that something that was said will bless you and get you through this week. And we want you to join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. for worship. You can be in person or online on all our social media platforms. We hope that you will join us again next week for our prayer call, and that God may bless and keep you in all the toils that you may face, that you will not fall to the perils of prosperity, but align your heart with God's word. Amen.